4. Scene 1. Nearly morning. Lysander, Demetrius, Helena, and Hermia are sleeping. Bottom, Titania, and her court enter. Oberon follows, but he is invisible to them.
Come and sit down, my love. Are you comfortable? Do you want to listen to some music? Do you want to eat something? Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you.
Your fairies must leave. I want to sleep a little.
Then sleep in my arms, my love. Leave us, fairies.
Titania's fairies exit. Bottom and Titania fall asleep. Puck enters and joins Oberon.
Welcome back, Puck. I've got something to tell you. My plan to get the Indian boy worked perfectly. I followed Titania and her new lover, and I waited for the right moment to ask for the boy. When I did, she agreed immediately. Now I've got the boy, and I'm happy. Puck, remove the ass's head from this stupid man. Soon he will wake up, and the two pairs of Athenian lovers also. They must go home immediately. Let them think that what happened here tonight was just a strange dream. But first, I want to give Titania the antidote for the love juice and wake her.
Oberon walks to the sleeping Titania.
Titania, be like you were before. See things like you saw them before, and wake up, my sweet queen.
Titania wakes.
Oberon, I had such a strange dream. I dreamed that I was in love with an ass.
Oberon points to Bottom.
There he is. There's the ass.
How did this happen? He's very ugly.
I'll tell you soon. But first we must make these Athenians normal again. Remove the ass's head, Puck, and let these people remember tonight as a dream.
Puck removes the ass's head, then goes to the four sleeping people and speaks quietly in each person's ear. Then he returns to Oberon.
It's done, my lord.
Good. It's nearly morning, and soon it will be light. Titania, you and I are creatures of the night. We must go with the darkness to the other side of the world. Come, my queen. I'm happy that we're together again. We'll return tomorrow night to dance at Theseus's wedding and the weddings of these lovers here. These two pairs of lovers will get married with Theseus and Hippolyta. Theseus will want that.
Let's go, my lord. You can tell me what happened to me tonight while we travel.
Oberon, Titania and Puck exit. Horns sound. Theseus, Hippolyta, Aegeus and their servants enter.
This will be a beautiful morning for hunting.
He turns to one of his servants.
Go and bring my hunting dogs. My future wife must see my splendid dogs.
The servant exits. Theseus suddenly sees the two pairs of sleeping lovers.
What's this? What are these people doing here? Why are they all sleeping?
My lord, it's my daughter, Hermia and Demetrius, Lysander and Helena. You know them all. Why are they all here together?
I gave Hermia three options. She must choose one of them today. That's correct, isn't it?
It is, my lord.
Theseus turns to another servant.
The horn players must play their horns to wake them.
The servant exits, and the horns play. Lysander, Demetrius, Helena, and Hermia wake.
Good morning, friends. What are you doing here? Lysander, I know that you and Demetrius are rivals and enemies. Why were you all sleeping in the same place?
I don't know, my lord. I don't know how I came here. I only remember that Hermia and I came into this wood to escape from Athens because we wanted to get married.
Aegeus turns to Theseus.
You heard Lysander confess his crime, my lord. You must punish him. He didn't pay attention to our wishes, and he tried to steal Hermia from Demetrius.
Please listen to me, my lord Theseus. Helena told me about Lysander's plans. I was very angry and followed them into the wood. Helena followed me here also. But then something happened, and it's difficult to explain it. I only know that my love for Hermia disappeared. I love Helena now, and I want to marry her. Please, my lord Theseus, let Lysander marry Hermia, and let Helena marry me.
Very well, Demetrius. You four are very fortunate to find solutions to your love problems. I'm happy for all of you. Let's all get married at the same time. We'll have three weddings, not one. Let's cancel the hunt and return to Athens. We need to prepare the wedding ceremonies and the banquet.
Theseus, Hippolyta, Aegeus, and the servants exit.
Are we awake or are we still dreaming? I'm not sure. Was the Duke here?
Yes, he was. My father was also here. The Duke accepts my love for Lysander now. He also accepts that Demetrius will marry Helena.
We're all very fortunate.
We all saw the same things, so we must be awake. Let's follow the Duke to Athens. We'll talk about our dreams while we walk.
Lysander, Demetrius, Hermia, and Helena exit. Bottom wakes.
Quince, flute, snout, where are you all? Did you abandon me while I was sleeping? I had a very strange dream. It's really difficult to describe. I'm sure nobody had a dream like my dream. I'll speak to Quince. Perhaps he'll write a ballad about it. I'll call it Bottom's Dream. And I'll sing it at the end of the play for the Duke.
Bottom exits.